Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Now, how have the lines between what is public and private been shifted?
What's public and private still very important. In fact, it's the notion of sort of privacy, notion of a private space where you're not interfered by government or interfered unnecessarily by sort of relatives, family, friends, employers, business. That sort of respect for the individual is still very important. It's probably more important now. People typically say they do value their privacy, but technology has shifted. In the old days, sort of, you know, the neighborhood biddy, your lord and master, if you were a member of the lower classes, had a pretty good idea of what you were going on. And if living in a village, news about what you were doing moved around the community very, very quickly. And it's sort of for a long time in Australia, the sort of, you know, the great public information network was the Country Women's Association. They knew everything that was going on in town, accurate or otherwise. These days, with metadata, with government deciding that everyone is a suspect and that therefore everyone's information should be collected and potentially accessed by a range of government bodies and even private bodies such as the RSPCA, we have sort of much greater scope for invisible tracking of people. So people really have no control over what's going on. Whereas in the old days, well, you could either shut your curtains or shut your door, or if you're a young person living in a village, you went off into the woods and did whatever young people do. These days, the surveillance is invisible. And that's certainly the case with a lot of marketing, where we know that, say, marketers, a whole range of businesses, are tracking what you're doing online. They're potentially mining Facebook. They're mining email. If you're one of those people who uses Yahoo, concerns that you really have you don't know what's being done with your information, and on that basis, you really have no control. You can't see the invisible big brother, or just as importantly, the invisible big sister.
Now, a lot of people kind of poo-poo concerns about this, saying, but we put our lives online anyway. We already tell people everything.
Not all of us put our lives online. I think the issue is that many of us are fairly naive about who's watching and indeed what can be done with the information. One of the concerns that many people say in retrospect is, okay, it was a good idea. It was a lot of fun at the time. The more colourful posts, the images that you see on Facebook, it was great fun at the time. It was really wonderful at 2 a.m. when you were doing that with your mates after the party or whatever. And then it's not a very good idea because my boss is reading it a couple of years down the track, or indeed a couple of weeks down the track. So we often don't have much sense of how this information could be accessed, what it may mean in future.
So, but these are two very different concerns, really, aren't they? That one is how will what we deliberately and maybe ill-advisedly put online will affect us later on from our circle of friends, colleagues, or whatever. And the other is how is this information being used by companies, especially when we talk about metadata?
Well, metadata, we're not quite sure. Certainly, we're seeing some mining by the private sector. We really have no idea what's being done. What's being done by government. We know that there is concerted pressure on government to weaken the rather already weak restrictions on sharing of metadata. So you know, we know that your phone company, your ISP, is required, you know, must store the metadata. We don't quite know what's going to be done with that data in the future. We do know that a range of government agencies in Australia and overseas are starting to match that sort of data with say commercial data, and it's, if you like, it's joining the dots in isolation, a lot of this information is probably not very frightening, not very worrying. But when you start, when you get into the age of big data, we're heading there at the moment. When you start aggregating different data sets, you can pretty easily build up some fairly comprehensive, fairly powerful profiles of individuals and of groups. And one of the issues with metadata is, okay, the metadata will not just provide information about you, it provides information about your associates. Some of that information might be quite innocuous. Other information might be of a bit of concern to the people that you've been contacting.
Can the individual rectify how this data is accessed and used, or is this all down to corporate and government responses, rules and regulations?
It's basically down to government agencies and to businesses, where individuals basically have two responsibilities, and it's really time now for ordinary people to step up to the plate, as the people in the US would say. We need a coherent and a meaningful legal framework that requires the data collectors and the data analyzers to behave in a responsible way. We need comprehensive disclosure that data is indeed being collected. We need disclosure of how the data is being used and where it's shared. At the moment, there is some disclosure, but it's often very, very spotty. It's very weakly enforced by the National Privacy Commission, the famously toothless watchdog, consistently under-resourced by the Attorney General. We need a legal framework where if something has gone wrong, then people can get compensation. And the point about compensation is not so much that it will heal an injury. The point about damages, the so-called privacy tort. The point about the tort is that it will deter misbehavior. It tells business, and for that matter tells government, okay, you cannot be negligent. If you are negligent, if you sort of willfully, lazily, stupidly expose someone else's information, then there will be consequences for you. In essence, what we need is a legal framework in which government agencies and businesses, individuals for that matter, regard themselves as being custodians of individuals' data rather than owners. And at the moment, they consider, well, it's my property, I can do with it what I like, and if I'm lazy and stupid and I expose the data, well, you can just go off and cry.
Bruce, sobering thoughts. Thank you for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Pleasure.